All right, welcome back. You're in the huddle, 101.3 The Game. A busy Tuesday. So much to get to, guys. Let's go right out to the TikTok Jewelers guest line joining us now. Kansas City Chief Great. I mean, that's how you have to go ahead and just introduce our next guest. It's Bill Maas. How you doing, Bill?
Guys, how's it going? Good weekend?
It was an awesome weekend. Yeah. I want to start with you. You played for the Kansas City Chiefs for like 8 years. You know it like the back of your hand. The weather's good. I'm going to get right into it. The weather is going to be like minus 14. I don't even know if that's wind chill or whatever. How do you get used to something like that? How do you play in weather like that?
You don't. You don't prepare for it. There's no way. You just have to go focused and stay focused and go about your job and just let that be the priority. But I'm telling you, when it gets down into those negative numbers, those hits are a little bit different. They go all the way to the bone.
You got to put on the long sleeve shirt, right? Do you do any? Are you wearing head warmers? Are you wearing long johns? You got to do something.
So one time I remember playing in a game up in Green Bay. It was minus 20 degrees. The wind was blowing, and you couldn't feel anything. And a guy had to come over to me and pat me on the back and said, "Hey, your socks are on fire," because I was standing so close to the heater.
Bill, we're a Patriots affiliate up here. We're trying to figure it out. This weather, does it neutralize the Chiefs' speed so that helps the Patriots? Does it hurt the Patriots' ability to run the football because it's so cold? Who does this play into their hands?
I think it really kind of hurts the Chiefs a little bit. You know, they're dynamic on the outside. Tyreek Hill, Sammy Watkins, and then you got your safeties rolling deep to cover those two guys, and then you got Travis Kelce over the middle down the seams. You know, that's if you don't have that speed and it's a slow, wet track, I mean, I think that kind of hurts the Chiefs a little bit.
All right, Bill, you're a defensive guy, okay? What do you tell your teammates about how to stop the Patriot team? I mean Brady is just tearing you apart, dinking and dunking. They're throwing it to the running backs. How do you stop this damn team?
Yeah, that's a great question. The one thing you have to do is you have to get pressure in the face. And, you know, not on the outside, screaming around the edge, because he'll step up in the pocket. And that's where he's been so effective all his career. You have to get immediate pressure right up the middle and push that line into his lap. Quarterbacks are uncomfortable when they got linemen in their laps.
Bill Maas, former NFL defensive tackle, former fifth overall pick in the draft. He did play for the Chiefs, made a couple of Pro Bowls. He's here with us on the huddle on 101.3 The Game. What do you do as a defensive lineman when Brady just gets rid of the ball quicker and quicker? It feels like as soon as he takes the snap, it's out of his hands. How do you counter that?
Yeah, you've got to jam the receivers. You have to get in their face a little bit. You can't put the backs out of the backfield, those things. You've got to match up on them tight and make it difficult for them. We always wanted to make the quarterback pat the ball. If you watch him pat the ball, that means he's waiting for something to come open, and it's not open yet. And that's one thing we try to do as a defense. We talk to one another. Make the quarterback pat the ball. Make him wait for an opening. That way we can get the pressure on him.
Bill, as far as the running backs go, it feels like Brady's going to get the ball out of his hands quick. He's going to dump it off to the running backs, as Arnie said. So it feels like tackling in space is going to be huge for this Chiefs team. How are they in that department?
Well, you know, we've had some issues there, actually. I mean, the secondary's been a problem. The linebackers have been an issue. Stopping the run has been an issue. The one thing they are good at doing, though, however, is getting pressure on the quarterback. With Dee Ford, Houston, Chris Jones, I mean, they're quite a tandem. They've been successful on this issue.
Hey, Bill, how much does it help or hurt the preparation for these teams that they've already played this season? What kind of impact does that have?
Well, I think these teams know each other. They've played each other for the last 3 or 4 years, I believe, going back and forth. But they know each other well, and they know what to expect from each other. They're going to go back and look at the film. And I don't think New England was hitting on its peak when they played last time, and they still won. But Mahomes wasn't either, and I think that this kid has grown, and his maturity is something that I've really never seen anything like it, how he handles himself and how he responds to things.
So it's not going to be a one-year thing here, and then we're going to say, oh, I told you he wasn't that good, but like a Dak Prescott or something, this guy really is the big deal, right?
No, yeah, hands down. I don't think he's really scratched the surface yet. Here's first time as a starter, you know, 50 touchdown passes, 5,000 yards. Only two people in NFL history have done that. And this guy's just getting started. This isn't a one-year wonder. There's no way.
Bill, we'll get you out of here on this. Andy Reid always gets a lot of grief in the playoffs for clock management, his resume, his history, all that. How has he evolved as a coach, and do people trust him in Kansas City?
Yeah, I mean, until you do something and win a Super Bowl, you're always going to have those questions around the coaches. You know, we had one with Marty Schottenheimer. He had the same kind of M.O., you know, all-time winning coaches and history and couldn't win a Super Bowl. But he's got a guy now. And for the first time, Donovan McNabb was good. And he did good things with Donovan. But he's never had a guy like this. And I think this is the one who's going to get him over the hump.
All right, one more. Last question. We'll get you out of here on this part two. Is this offense the same offense we saw early in the season, or does it look different since Kareem Hunt's been gone?
It is. It's a little bit different. I mean, he was a factor. They've had to change some things up. When Kareem Hunt ran downhill, you knew it. And the defense knew it was coming, too. And he was a monster. But they've done a little different things. You know, they've got a couple different running backs in there. They're step backs. They get it out. And it's a little bit different running the football. But with Sammy Watkins back in last week, that made all the difference in the world.
All right. He's Bill Moss, of course, 8-year Kansas City Chief veteran. You got a score of the game for us?
I don't want to say this.
Bill, thanks a lot. We appreciate it, buddy.
One,
take care.
Take care.
Thanks,
Bill. Appreciate it.